We are starting from Simen Tov Mem Ches. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Brura of Sif Katan Yud Beis, and we'll see another part of it today. Just 3 months of discussion. The discussion of what we're discussing here is selling chametz. Bedikas chametz. We did a bedikah already. Now you're selling the chametz. You want to sell the chametz, or you're giving the chametz as a gift. When you sell the chametz to the non-Jew, or you give the chametz to the non-Jew as a gift, it has to be a 100% selling, mechira, or 100% gift. You can't say to him, here's a gift, if you give a wink, give it back to me after Pesach. You can't say that, right? Whether you do the wink or not. But you can't say those words. The Mishmur continues and says as follows, V'kasu ha'achroinim, those who are following along, we are by the Sifkan Chav Beis of the Shar Tzion in this Mishnah Brura. V'kasu ha'achroinim, din yeshloi chametz harbei, if you have a lot of chametz, v'yefshe lo yilo hoitzioi mi beisoi, and we just discussed previously that the Mishnah Brura is telling us that the non-Jew has to do some aspect of acquisition. He has to do meshicha, he has to pull it to himself. We discussed that yesterday. What happens if you have a lot of chametz and you can't do the meshicha with all the chametz? You can't drag all that chametz out. Yimkor lo hacheder, sell him the room, the cheder, the room that the chametz is in. And then it's as if you're selling him the chametz outside of your house, because we're discussing there's a hakpada that the chametz should be taken out of the Jewish person's house. Okay. Now, v'kinyan hacheder, how does the non-Jew acquire the room? How does the non-Jew acquire the room that the chametz is in? V'kinyan hacheder hu b'kesef im shtar. It's with kesef, meaning with money, and with shtar, and with a document. V'im yorei losis loy shtar, and if there's a concern, v'im yorei losis loy shtar, shema yale b'daito lahachzik b'chametz v'ike hesem ruba. Let's say there's a concern that the Yisrael may be concerned that the non-Jew will keep the chametz if you give him this the shtar. Now, normally speaking, it 100% has to be a real bona fide mechira. But as we said in the Mechaber, you're dealing with a non-Jew, a guy that knows you. It's not someone that's walked by off the street. I mentioned the case with Rabbi Heinemann Shlita from Baltimore, where he said when the first time he was involved with selling chametz, when he was a bacher in Lakewood Yeshiva, when his roommate was a chassan, got married, and his roommate said to him, please sell the schnapps that they had by the l'chaim. So basically, he sold it to the custodian, and after Pesach, when he went to retrieve it, the custodian said, oh, what are you talking about? It's gone. I was mekayim beer chametz, and he drank it all. So that's not normally what the type of situations that we want to deal with. We want to be able to sell it to the non-Jew and then buy it back from him after Pesach. So over here, if there's a concern that you use a document and then the document the non-Jew will keep the chametz, then yeshla hasnois imoy shikne bekesef bilvay b'lishtar. Then we're saying use kesef, just sell it to him with kesef without a shtar. Utanai mahani vezel kam poiskim, and this condition that you sell the chametz to him just with money without a document works according to many poiskim. One can rely on this opinion to be lenient. Now, you have to give over the key. Besides the money transferring, the Jew has to give the non-Jew the key to get into this room, that he'll be able to enter and to take the chametz shenimkor oyniton loy, that is sold or given to him. That's why many times the Rav who you sell your chametz to will ask you, are you going away for Pesach? And if you say yes, he might ask you, where will I be able to find a key to get into the house? Doesn't mean he says that not every Rav requires you to give the key, but he wants to know if you're going to a different place and you can't get the key, so the guy can't get into the house. He's not going to break into the house. Imagine he breaks into the house and the police comes and says, what are you doing? So I'm getting my chametz. So it's not a good scenario. Further, we turn the page in some svarim. Yoimer loy ha-Yisrael, the Yisrael should tell him. The Yisrael should tell Ananju, b'chol eis she-tirza tucha li-kacha lef-teyach mi-chadricha li-konis boy li-to es chametzecha. Chametzecha. Another approach is brought down here in the Poskim that the Jew tells the Ananju, listen, you can come and take this chametz when anytime you want. Feel free to come in. It's your room to come to get the chametz. And I'll get you the key at any time. Further, here, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that it's an Issa Gomer. What's an Issa Gomer? If a person will lock up the door or put up some seals, a seal to seal up the chametz in a way that the guy cannot get the chametz. If you do that, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's all a trick. It has to be 100% bona fide mechira. And if a person did this, the Jews locked it up when he did the mechira, just telling to the guy, afilu b'dieved aser chametz. Even b'dieved, if this happened, the chametz is called chametz shel of a Pesach, and it was never acquired by the non-Jew, and that chametz is aser b'hana. Because the non-Jew, the Jew never relied on the non-Jew to take to get the chametz, so it was never mechira. However, in Bitchila, Machar Kedin, if originally you sold it properly, 100% bona fide Mechira to the non-Jew, and afterwards you locked up the room, or you put a seal on the Chametz, even though it's also to do this, it's forbidden to lock up the Chametz, or to put a seal on him. Page 62. In this case, the chametz will not be aser in the case where this was done after the mechira. Let's get the scenario. A person is not allowed to lock up the room, and this way the guy cannot get into the chametz. You can't do that. What happens if you sell the chametz properly? And only after the mechira, then you lock it up. So you did something wrong. It's aser. Well, in that case, though, since at the selling time of selling you to sell the chametz, it was done properly, that chametz is not called chametz shel of a Pesach, and you're permitted to derive benefit from that chametz after Pesach. Is it clear?
But even if you locked it before you sold it, you can always come and open it, ask you for the key.
No, but the difference is like this. At the Shas Mechira, at the time when the person's selling it, it has to be a real selling. So even though he could get the key afterwards, but when he sold it, it was not a good selling. So even though he could get the key, but when he sold the chametz, the Jew did not sell the chametz properly.
Just because the door was locked?
Because the door was locked, and he didn't give the key over. And so since at the time of the selling, It's like in any business thing, when you want to acquire something, at the time when you're acquiring it, if there's something lacking in the acquisition, so even though later on, you know, you'll be able to acquire it, but at the time of the Mechira, it didn't work.
Today, most people bundle up their stuff nice and tight, packed up, and then they do the sale? Everything's all, like, locked up already?
Right, well, so all the chametz, let's say, is consolidated into, let's say, one cabinet, right, or one room, whatever it is. But then you write down, you tell the Rav, okay, all of my chametz can be found in such and such a location.
Yeah. Even if it requires some cutting of rope or opening of keys.
Right, but so then, if it's locked up in a certain cabinet, that key has to either be accessible. The Rav will say, where is that key? Where can I get that key? At the time of the selling, that's what has to take place. If at the time of selling, that key is accessible, and then it's a good mechira, it's a good selling. But let's say at that time of the mechira, the key was accessible, and afterwards the Jew goes ahead and puts another lock on it.
After the sale.
It's not allowed, but it's not called Chametz Shel of Pesach, because at the time of the selling,
it was kosher.
Even though the Jew did something wrong, it's also, he did an Isser. He did something wrong. Because now how's the guy comes in, he takes out his key that he was given, and he sees two padlocks there. One he has a key for, one he doesn't. So you can't get into that chametz. So it's a problem. It's aser. But the chiddush is, we're saying that it's still called selling, it's the selling of the chametz, and you, after Pesach, you can derive benefit from that chametz. Okay, let's see a little further. If it's at the time of the sale, everything is done, kosher v'yosher kedin, then it's fine. Even if after the fact, the Jew's going to put another lock on it.
So the key just has to be accessible, doesn't have to be in the possession of the buyer.
Doesn't have to be necessarily in his possession at the time of the sale, right. There are some rabbanim, you know, I know a Rav once asked me to give a key. He actually collects keys. If a person will go away, he'll collect a key. Or a combination. You know, some people might not want to give a combination. But the guy is not going through all the paperwork and looking for the page that says, you know, okay, Greenspan, he lives at this address, and let me find out that's his combination. You go in there. Right, yeah. Well, the truth is, it's a problem, though, because if you write in the code in Hebrew and the guy can't get in, so then it's not, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as giving him the car key to the house, right? It's not going to help. It has to be, at the time of the Mechira, 100% bona fide selling. No tricks. Even though we all know, and he knows, that's why the Mechaber tells us, make sure you sell to the guy that after Pesach will say, yeah, listen, here's the chametz back. Okay, let's see further. Did we see that yet? No, we saw that already. Okay, I'm a beer halacha. Okay, now we're going to see further in the Mechaber, back on top of the page, and then we'll see more in the Mishnah Brura. The Mechaber tells us, V'yachzor, so what was the case? The case was, just to get a running flow of the Mechaber here, so you have to turn a few pages back if you want to see it inside. So he says like this, even though the Jew knows this non-Jew and he knows that he's not going to use this chametz at all, he, the non-Jew, will guard this chametz for you after Pesach. Now we're turning to the top, page 62. Okay, it's a little exercise there. And the non-Jew will give it back to the Jew. It's mutter. It's all mutter. Sif Kod Nid Gimel, on the bottom in the Mishnah Brura now. The Mishnah Brura tells us, it's around, we left off, like 12, 13 lines down. Sif Kod Nid Gimel. V'yachziv et nenoloi, the non-Jew will give the chametz back. V'manochri ein eroitz l'hafziloi. What happens if the nochri finds out that in that chametz that he acquired were his favorite brand of chocolate chip cookies? And he says, wait a minute, I'm not giving the chametz back to you. Can you bring him to court now? No. Bring him up the block, you know, on Union Avenue, right? They have a court over there. Why not? He owns it. It's his. Also, he says like this. You understand right, all of you. He says, if a Nachri ain't the right to the house, if a Nachri does not want to give it back to you, you cannot, it's forbidden to bring him to court and to try to get the food back. It's his. It's a real selling. Yes. The Mishnah Brura continues and says, "Vimnasan loy rak mikzas damim va'ashar zokaf olav milve vein the rights of the shalim loy hamoiser v'vade mutalus boyo isoy b'dineiem sheishalim loy hamagia oy sheitein loy chametz b'taris tashlumen al choyve." The Mishnah Brura tells us as follows: what happens when you sell the chametz to the non-Jew? So let's say you sell it to him for $50, just for as an example, and then he only pays you $25 worth of for the chametz. Now, he owes you $25. There are a few options now. Either bring him to court, because he owes you $25. Or you can tell him that the chametz, he'll have to pay back with that chametz. $25 worth of chametz, or the value of the chametz. So in this scenario, when he's not paying, right, because when you sell something, so he has to pay for it. So when he's not keeping to his full word, that's a case where you have complaints on him, and tainas and take actions. He says further, Kosav achrayim, the aser liyisrael acher liknois hachametz min akum achar pesach. Let's say the non-Jew doesn't want to give the chametz back to you. Another Jewish person is not permitted to acquire your chametz from him. Let's explain the case. Reuven, Guy, and Shimon. Reuven sells the chametz to the Guy. The Guy, after Pesach now, doesn't want to give the chametz back. Shimon cannot acquire that chametz from the Guy. You'll say, wait a minute. It's 100% the Guy, so let the Guy do what he wants with it. So, he says, let's first finish the Mishnah Brura here, and then we'll see Sifkat Lamed Aleph in the Mishnah Brura, in the Shaar Tzion, and number 46 here. He says like this. The Mishnah Brura continues in the first wide line in some editions. V'imkana, if the second Jew acquires this chametz from the non-Jew, right? Shimon acquires the chametz from the guy. Sarich lahachzir labaylam harishoynim. Then Shimon, the second Jew, has to return that chametz to the first Jew. We all have the case, right? V'imashileim la'akum yoisim in aroy losseis. Let's say the value of the guy that ripped him off. He paid too much for the chametz. V'ayfin kazeh einoy tzarech la'achzeloy ela b'shir shiroy losseis. In a case where the Jew, the second Jew, paid to the non-Jew, v'imashileim la'akum yoisim more than he was supposed to get paid for that chametz, in this case, you don't have to pay back the money. The second Jew does not have to pay back. Only the amount of the value of the chametz. I'm sorry, the first Jew was, let's say, $3. The first Jew paid more than he should have. The second Jew only has to pay the value that it's worth, not the value that he was ripped off from.
We're talking about a case where the Jew didn't get paid his full
$50? Yeah. Let's say he didn't get paid his full $50 and it's only worth $25. So the second Jew only has to pay back the $25 value. Let me just share with you a very interesting Shaar Tzion and number 46 in the Dershu edition. So we're now on all the way to the bottom of the page. All the way to the bottom. Sifkat Lamed Aleph. It's like five lines up from the bottom of the page. This was also written by the Chafetz Chaim, and he tells us like this: Ayin b'achrayim shepilpulu b'din zeh in this halacha, b'mekor chayim hisigaleim. The Mekor Chaim disagrees. The MS he says like this: Nira de'enoi min hadin elatakans gedoylim. In other words, like this: it's not really a halacha that second Jew has to pay back, has to give that chametz that belonged to the first Jew. Right? Imagine the scene: the two of you could sit down to go eat. It's a day after Pesach, and you're eating chametz that used to belong to Michal, and he wanted this chametz back, and he's sitting there with his sour face and I don't know, he's got his nothing substantial, and you're there with the frozen pizza that you just put in the toast oven and we put in vegetables and it made it look great, and he's like, wow, what kind of brand do you have there? So you tell him the brand. And also, he comes out and realizes that it's his chametz. I mean, I'm embellishing the story. Really. We don't need all this scenario. Halachically, you don't have to return the chametz to him, but it's appropriate. So therefore, that's why it's takana, it was established that you should return that chametz to him. V'chein v'makor hai dino v'tshuvas ma'ases b'nyam yolef lo mi'ahi v'sikar rikin. It's a rikoyin. What's the case of sikar rikoyin? The case of sikar rikoyin is as follows. Let me just finish his words here. If MS like Gara me on Yam Hach Bekarara, she also lost La Ach Litol Mimenu, the Koshikan Hach the Samech Alebet Chilosai. There's a case called Oni Ham Hach Bekarara, which means like this. You have a poor person, he's looking to go get a biscuit, some food. He sees it. He sees it first. Someone else notices that biscuit and sees that person going to get it. And he snatches it first. Who gets to keep it? The one who sees it first, or the one who grabbed it first?
We know that it's the one who gets possession.
Possession. Okay. So, okay, so let's explain. The Gemara says, well, the one who grabbed it first, he could keep it. It's like, you know, like, you know, by the children, they say, I get the swing, I call it. Right, you know, I see it first, and then before you know it, someone from nowhere, he just, you know, he runs and he grabs it first. Now, in Shemayim, there are two laws. There's, Hashem gives us here, in this world, the ability to function with law, with din. What that means is that we have a court system, and in this world, the one who grabbed it first acquires it, and he's allowed to keep it. However, there's something called Dina the Rekia did the Shemaya, which means the laws in Shemayim. And in Shemayim means Hashem is looking down at that person who grabbed it first and says, you know what? You're going to pay the price. Because down here in this world, there are certain halachas that we cannot finalize. And the person who grabbed the first, he's allowed to keep it. But in Shemayim, the one who grabbed the first, he's going to pay the price. He's going to be punished. Why? Because really, what's we'll call it fear in Hashem's world, in the whole truth of the truth, the Emes Lamitoi, is that the one who saw it first and is going to get it, he should be the one who keeps it. But he never acquired it. He never did a kinyan. So here, with the Sharetzion is saying, that sugya of the Oni, Hamahavich Becharara, who's going after that cookie, and someone else grabs it first, is our case as well. Really, Reuven, the first Jew who sells that chametz, expects to get the chametz back. In a 100% legal system, he's supposed to get the chametz back. What happens is that Shimon is the one who ends up acquiring it. Now, what is the case of Sikarikoin, which we quoted over here? We said it's the similar case of Sikarikoin, right? What does that mean? The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Hey tells us what this case is. In number 46, those have the Derush. I'm going to read the words inside and explain. So in the bottom right corner, in the 46, on the next page. Don't turn the page, just look on the other side. Okay? What is the secret? He who nachri habo laharoig v'noisin loy ha-yisrael kaka v'pidyo nafshoi. The case of a sikarikoin is like this. A non-Jew is coming to kill someone. So what does the Jew do? He says, listen, I'll give you this land, very fertile land, worth a lot of money. Just don't kill me. Don't kill me. The non-Jew says, you know what? I killed yesterday. I'm killing tomorrow. I want a day off. I'll keep the land instead. He redeems his life with this ground, with this karka. The halacha is in Chosh Mishpat Simen Reish Tam Vav Sef Gimel. Shim kona adam karka zu mi anachi toy chir beis chodesh yesh lahachzira lebailim im heim yirtzu bekach. Let's say this non-Jew puts out on a email, puts out a, you know, advertisement, great price for a land. Well, great price. It didn't cost him a penny. So everything he makes is a profit. So another Jew comes along and says, oh, great, I'll buy this land. Says the Chosh, it's the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat. If another Jew acquires this land within 12 months of this whole situation taking place, when the first Jew saves his life by giving over this land, that second Jew has to give the land back to the first Jew. Let me just finish the point, then we'll take your questions. Okay? I know I'm keeping you. Vu adin binyanenu, so too by our case as well. Shekevan shemachar Yisrael anachri es hachametz machmas aynes. Kidei shulo yavar babay yira. Im kona adam chametz zeh min hanachri yeshul ahachzer lebailim. So too in our case. If a person, the second Jew acquired that chametz, he has to give back that chametz, because the only reason why the first Jew sold that chametz is in order to not violate the Isser of Bal Yerov, transgressing the Isser of having chametz in his possession. So that's why you'd have to give back that chametz.